take my hands. They are yours to use. Take my feet. I will follow you. Fill my mouth. Give me words to pray. Break my heart with what brings you pain. Right here in this moment, I can hear your spirit call. So I'm coming as your servant, surrendering to you now. Here am I, send me. Here am I.
Good morning. Khadijah here, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And the conversation continues. And I'm at a place right now because we're on a fast train to the end of 2020. We're coming to the crossroads of 2021. And there should have been some things that we have learned. There should have been some things that were pruned off of us. There should have been some mindsets that were changed. And there should have been some renewed and revived missions and statements that God has spoken over your life that you have not walked out. Or you've walked partially and you're not sure exactly where on the journey you are, but you know that it's a journey that you must take. And so I am reminded of a call that was placed on my life over 12 years ago. And it started in Isaiah chapter 58. So today, I'm going to share where I'm at, where I've been like pressed rewind and propelled back into the recesses of mine, and it has been brought to the forefront. Shout, a full-throaty shout. Hold back nothing. Let it be like a trumpet blast as you tell my people what is wrong in their lives. They're busy, so busy at worship and love studying on all about me. To all appearance, they're a nation of right living people, law abiding, God honoring citizens. And they ask me, what's the right thing to do? And they love having me on their side. But they're also complaining. They ask, why do we fast and you don't look our way? Why do we humble ourselves and you don't even notice? Let me tell you why. The bottom line on your fasting days is profit. You drive your employees much too hard. You fast, but at the same time you bicker and fight. You fast, but you swing a mean fist. The kind of fasting you do won't get your prayers off the ground. Do you think this is the kind of fast day I'm after, says the Lord? A day to show off humility, to put on a pious long face and parade around solemnly in black? Do you call that fasting? A fast day that I, God, would like? This is the kind of fast day I am after. To break the chains of injustice, get pride of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in is seeing you do this. Share your food with the hungry. Invite the homeless poor into your homes. Put clothing on the shivering ill-clad. Being available to your own family. Do this and the right things, the light will turn on in your life. And things will turn around. Your righteousness will be paved in your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help and I'll say, here I am. If you get rid of unfair practices, quit blaming victims, quit gossiping about other people's sins. If you are generous with the hungry and start giving yourself to the down and out, your lights will begin to glow in the darkness. Your shadowed life will be bathed in sunlight. I will always show you where to go. I'll give you a full life in the emptiest places. Firm muscles, strong bones. You'll be like a well-watered garden, a girdling spring that never runs dry. You'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew. Rebuild the foundation from out of your past. You'll be known as those who can fix anything. Restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate. Make the community livable again. If you wash your step on the Sabbath and don't use my holy days for personal advantage, if you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, God's holy days as a celebration, if you honor it by refusing business as usual, making money running here and there, then you'll be free to enjoy God. Oh, I'll make you ride high and soar above it all. I'll make you feast on the inheritance of your ancestors. Yes, I, God, have said so. That's where I am right now. I'm at a place that my life must exemplify the God that I serve. We have been through a lot in this 2020. I have said often that this is God's appointed time for a reset, a press rewind, a reviving of the spirit of the Most High God to become the kingdom citizens that Abba Father has called us to be. The reason why he sent Yeshua to the earth to be crucified, died, and buried, raised on the third day with all power in his hands. Yeshua was sent to bind up the brokenhearted and to set the captive free. And he gave us an assignment before he ascended into heaven. He said, go therefore and make disciples of people of all the nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in Isaiah, when Abba Father said, who shall I send? Isaiah boldly answered, here I am, send me. For 2021, that is my answer to everything that is God, everything that Abba Father asks of me. It is my reasonable service. As for me and my house, what say you? Let everyone that has an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to his kingdom citizens. I'm Khadijah. Kick at moments, revelations of life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is absolutely nothing that you can do about that. And you have a God-fantastic week. Shalom.